Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Dalid. We left off on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. We are two lines before the lines get wide on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. And today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously L'Refuah Shleima for Tinok Ben Rivka Tamar. Yish Bizocha to R'Refuah Shleima B'Soch Shar Chola Yisrael. So what we're going to discuss today, first we mentioned the first four of the six stories that we have relating to the way people speaking in a more refined way, not to speak negatively. So first we're going to finish up the last two stories relating to that topic. Then the Gemara is going to tell several stories where we're able to derive information based on the way a person spoke. Then the Gemara is going to talk about why it is that we do B'dikas Chametz on the night of the 14th, if you're allowed to have breakfast the next morning with Chametz. Meaning, wouldn't it make sense to do B'dikas Chametz right before the Isser Chametz kicks in? And then the Gemara is going to talk about three issues that relate to B'dika on rentals. We're going to talk, number one, about who has to do B'dikas Chametz in a house that's rented on Erev Pesach. Number two, can you assume that a house rented on Erev Pesach has already been searched? Can you make that assumption when you rent the house? And number three, whether a person who rents a house with the agreement that it is searched, and then he finds out that B'dika had not been done, can he claim Mekach Toz? Can he back out on the lease agreement based on a false promise? And then the daf is going to conclude by investigating where in the Torah we see that Chametz becomes Asr to eat 6 hours into the day on Erev Pesach. Where does it say that in the Torah, and that the Isser does not just begin on Pesach itself? So let's begin two lines from where the lines get wide on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're in story. This is story number five relating to speaking in a more refined manner, in a more refined way. Rav Kahana Chalosh, Rav Kahana got sick. Shadur Rabban Rabbi Shur Ben Ravidi. So the Rabbanan sent Rabbi Shur Ben Ravidi to check after him, see how he's doing. So Amalei Zil Bedok Maidine, go see how he's doing. So he went and he found that he had already died. So Kari Lulvushe, Rav Shubed Ravidi tore his garment because Rav Kana had died. So Vahadre the Kari Lachore, and then he turned the Kriya around toward the back so that when he's walking toward you, you're not going to see that his garment is torn. Ubachi Vaasian, he was crying and coming. So Amrle, Nach Nafshe, so they said to him, did he die? So Amrlu, Ano Loka Mino, Motsidibo Huksil. I'd rather not say anything because Motsidibo. If someone shares bad news, then he's a fool. So he didn't want to say that he had died. But by saying that he didn't want to say, it was obvious that he had said that. It was obvious that he had died. So the Kolbo and the Orchos Chaim write that the minig is to be shofech the mayim shuuvim in the shchuna of a mace, in the neighborhood of a mace. And there are many reasons why we do that, why they would pour out the mayim shuuvim that they had, b'tzoch habayis, that you have in the house when someone dies. And one of the explanations for the minig is that they had to come up with a simon that someone died rather than everyone just going around telling it to other people. Because if people were to go telling it to other people, that's motzi dibo huksil, that would not be appropriate to share it verbally. Nowadays, the minig is that they hang signs in Eretz Yisrael, at least they hang signs or notices on websites and newspapers, emails, things like that. So is that also motzi dibo huksil? It would seem that that's a big example of motzi dibo huksil, that we're sending a mass emails to every yeshiva, has it, and it sends it to the entire list. It would seem to be a violation. So comes along Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in the Salmas Chaim, in the Shuvah Salmas Chaim in Yerdeus and Tov Chav Zayin, and he writes that if you have a notice in a newspaper, that's not a chashash of Motzi Diba Huksil, because we're just trying to be ma'orer the tzibur, to let the tzibur know so that they can be menachem avil properly. And the Shalmas Yosef, he writes that it's not an isser because it's only ksiva. Motzi Diba Huksil is only if you say so verbally, but to just put it in writing is not a violation of Motzi Diba Huksil. In the Chuvas of Rav Israel Hildesheimer, the Shoel writes on Ha'ara that why do they write that Shavku Chayim L'Kol Chay, you're not allowed to be Motzi Diba? Why do they make signs that someone had died and we pass on Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to be Motzi Diba? So he says the Makar of the Din is the Hemshech of our Sugya L'Gabe Krovim, like we're going to see by Rav and Reb Chiya very soon. So l'chara, it could be that it's only when you're letting them know that a karov is niftar, it's motzi diba. But if you say it's a stam b'nei adam, maybe that's not bechlal motzi diba. Maybe that's not included in the hesitation to share such bad news. But he says that that's not a good heter because everyone is a karov of a talmud chacham, and based on that, you wouldn't dafka by a talmud chacham, you would not be able to. Meaning the explanation would be that in the Gemara, the first story is about a talmud chacham. The second story we're going to have is going to be about a karov. So that's why they were allowed to share it, because when it's about a karov or a talmud chacham, you're allowed to share it. You're not allowed to share it. It would be motzi diba. So it would turn out that we'd have to have different rules for talmidei chachamim than for other people. So pashtus is that we assume, like what Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld writes, that it's not a violation of motzi diba when it's done in writing in some way. So now the Gemara tells story number 6. Yochanan Chakuka nafak lekariyasa, that Yochanan Chakuka went out to the villages to see the fields. Kiyasu, when he came back home, so Amrle, Chitinasi Yafos, is the wheat growing well this year? Is it a good crop? So Amrlehem, Sa'arim Nafi Yafos. So he said the Sa'arim are growing well. So Amrle, Tseu Vasel Susum Lachamorim, the barley, go tell that to the animals. That's animal food. That's not human food, so why do we care? So my Avalei the Meimra, what should he have said? Meaning he didn't want to say something negative, so he Dafka changed the topic. What did you want from him? Why would they criticize him for that? They should have just taken the hint. Says the Gemara, no, there are two better ways to say it without saying it. He could have said, Ishtaka Nasu Chitin Yafos. He could have said, well, last year was a good year for the wheat, if he wanted to say something positive. And then, Mechlal, Hey, Natashamea Lav, you would figure out that this year is not. Inami Adashim Nasu Yafos. Of all the examples to pick, why did he have to pick animal fodder? He should have said Adashim, which is something that people eat, are Nasu Yafos. And then they would have figured out what he meant. Rav Baruch Hu Ad Reb Chiya Ubar Achte. Rav was both the son of Reb Chiya's brother and the son of Reb Chiya's sister. Meaning Reb Chiya had a half brother and a half sister, and the half brother and the half sister didn't share any parents with each other. So they married each other, and Rav was the product of that marriage. But when Rav went to visit his uncle Reb Chiya, Kisalik Lasim Amalei Aibo Kayim. So Reb Chiya asked, "Is Aibo, is your father alive?" So Amalei Aima Kayim. He says, "Why don't you ask me about my mother? Why don't you ask about your sister first? Why are you asking about your brother?" Because he didn't want to respond about his father because his father had already died. So Amalei Aima Kayim. Okay, I'll ask about my sister. How's my sister doing? Is she alive? Amalei Aibo Kayim. Wait, I didn't answer you yet about your brother. Meaning he kept on changing the topic in order not to have to respond about each one, and Reb Chiya got the hint. So right away, Amalei L'shami, Reb Chiya said to the Shamish, Chalotzli Menali, take off my shoes, V'olich Kelei Acharei L'Beis HaMerchatz, and carry my Kelim to the Beis HaMerchatz for me, and Shemami Natlas. We see three things from there. What do you mean take off my shoes? Why was he taking off his shoes? So because he was an Avel, he just found out that his brother and his sister had died. So Shemami Na, number one, that Avel Aser B'Nil Sasandel, that an Avel is not allowed to wear shoes. Shemami Na, the second thing that we see from there is Shmur Rechokei Noheges Ali Yom Echad, that since he found out so long after the death of the relatives, when you find out much, much later, there's only one day of Avelus instead of 7 days of Avelus. He found out more than a month later. Ushmaminan. The third thing we find that we see is Miktsasayom Kikulo, that when Shmur Rechoka is Noheg Avelus for Yom Echad, we say Miktsasayom Kikulo, they only observe Avelus for Miktsasayom, not for the entirety of the day. So a couple of things over here. Tosus raises the question, Masachet Moed Katan, on the first, well, actually before that, the Gemara, the we said Avel Aser B'Nil Sandal. Rabbeinu David and the Chidush Aran write that Rabbi Chiya didn't have to tell us this din, that an Avel Aser B'Nil Sandal. That's a Pasuk in Yecheskel, that an Avel Aser B'Nil Sandal, because the Pasuk in Yecheskel says that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel not to be knowing the Minhage Avelus on his wife who died, and among the things he tells him is, and therefore, V'na Alecha, Tosim Baraglecha, make sure you put on shoes, because you're not being knowing Dine Avelus. And that's what the Gemara in the third parak of Moed Katan darshens, based on that an Avel is Aser B'Nil Sasandel. So this is a story from which we we learn that an avil is also benidl sasandal. So says Rabbeinu David, and says the Chidush Aran, no, that it's coming to, Rabbi Chiya is coming to teach me that even by a shmur rechoka, an avil is also benidl sasandal. It's not only for a shmur krova that an avil doesn't wear a shoe, shmur rechoka as well. The Ramban in Torah Sa'adan writes that there's no chidish, because once you tell me that shmur rechoka is knowing avils for Yom Echad, so obviously it's also benidl sasandal. Meaning, why is that a chidish, that a shmur rechoka has the same dinam of avelus of a shmur krova? I mean, as far as we know, shmur rechoka is just a shorter avelus, but it's not a fundamentally different avelus, so still, why is it a chiddush? And therefore, the Ramban explains that the real chiddush is that he only did ne'ilas sandal and nothing else. I mean, chiddush is not that shmur rechoka is also ne'ilas sandal. Chiddush is that he's only also ne'ilas sandal. Where's his kfiyas amita? Where's his atifas harosh? Where are all the other dinei avelus? Elamai, he didn't do those other dinei avelus. That's all he has to do. He didn't do an isser rechitz or a sikh or a tashmish or talmud Torah, because in such a short time, the only way to make it absolutely nicker that he's observing avelus, you know, he refrains from taking a shower for 5 minutes or for an hour. No one could tell that's a niyug of avelus. The only way to make it obvious that it's a niyug of avelus is to remove his shoes, and that's all he really needs to do. The Rabbeinu David and the Chiddush Aran write that all isure losase of avelus are knowing during that shmur rechoka, meaning during that time that he's observing it, even rechitza sich is also aser. It's just the mitzvah sasei of avelus are unnecessary to do. The ituf harosh, the kfiyas hamita, that's unnecessary to do during that time. Now then there's another question over here. Okay, so you have that machlokes rishonim. Does he only have to do nilas sandal, or is he aser in all of the isurim of avelus? But another discussion rishonim, why didn't he tear kriya? He just found out that his brother died. He just found out that his sister died. So there is a machlokas amarayim in Masechet Moed Katan about kriya for a shmur rechoka. Rabbi Mani says you don't do kriya for a shmur rechoka. Rabbi Chanina says you do kriya for a shmur rechoka. The Gemara over there also says that avav v'imo are different than shar krovin. By avav v'imo you do kriya by a shmur rechoka mishum kvodam, but shar krovin you would not. So there's machlokas rishonim in the what the Gemara means. According to the Ravid, Rabbi Mani and Rabbi Chanina only argue by avav v'imo, but by shar krovim everyone would say you don't do kriya. The Ramban and the Rush say that no, the whole machlokas is only by shar krovim. Al avav v'imo everyone would say you absolutely do kriya mishum kvodan, and therefore he over here Rabbi Chiya was not korea because it was not avav v'imo, it was a Rav's avav v'imo. It was Rabbi Chiya's brother and sister, so he must hold like Rabbi Mani that you don't tear kriya on shar krovim by shmur rechoka, and that's why he didn't tear kriya. However, Tosos writes that the Gemara is talking about someone who hears shmur krova beregel. That's where you have machlokas whether you tear kriya or not. He finds out about it on yantif and he's not able to be misabel because of the regel, and then by motzai the regel, by the time the yantif is over, it has now become a shmur rechoka, which is only knowing one day. But as far as kriya, you still have a machlokas amarayim. Do we treat it like a shmur krova because he already became chayiv in kriya on the yom tov while it was still a shmur krova, or no? Do we treat it like a shmur rechoka because now by the time he actually is able to do the kriya, it's already become a shmur rechoka? But by a shmur rechoka mamish, when a person finds out on a weekday that there's a shmur rechoka, everyone would agree that you're not korea even on avav v'imo, and therefore even according to Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel that it was Rabbi Chiya's mother and father that had died when he said Aibukai Meimukai was his own mother and father, that it wasn't his brother and sister, Rabbeinu Chananel learns, it still makes sense that he didn't do kriya, because the whole machlokas in the Gemara over there, according to Tosfos, is only about someone who finds out on regel, and then it becomes a shmur rechoka after regel. So major machlokas rishonim, how exactly to understand the sugya. Now the din of mitzvah yom kekula is also a fascinating din. We don't have much time to get into it, but just a basic premise about mitzvah yom kekula is in the Otsar Gaonim, he raises the question. Rav Shachter writes about this in his Sefer Be'ikvei Atzon, Simon Yudzayin, that the Otsar Gaonim raises the question that we paskin that all mitzvahs are nogos ba'avel and nogos b'tzvah. Tisha B'Av. We observe full Avelus on Tisha B'Av. By Avelus Shiva and by Avelus Shloshim, we say Mixiyom Kukula. When do people get up from Shiva? In the morning, shortly after Shacharis, they sit for 5 minutes and they get up from Shiva. So ask the Yotzer HaGaonim, why by Tisha B'Av don't we say Mixiyom Kukula? By Tisha B'Av we spend the whole day in Avelus. Okay, we don't sit on a low chair after Chatzos, but that's it. Everything else, we put on tefillin, but everything else is we observe the entire day. So in the Gilyonei Hashas, the Rav Yosef Engel quotes from the Ramah Mipanu that asks, why would we say Mixiyom Kukulo on Shabbos and Yom Tov? And he says that no, because it's Dafka by Inyonei Tuma and Avelus, we say Mixiyom Kukulo because we want to be Mima'it Tuma and Avelus. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is Inyonei Kedusha, you don't want to be Mima'it it, so that's why we follow it through fully. So Rav Yosef Engel says that doesn't make any sense because by Nazirus, it's an Indian of Kedusha, and nevertheless, the Gemara says we do say Mitzvah Sayom Kikulo by Nazirus, so why should Shabbos and Yom Tov be any different? And over here, by Avelus, you have the Stira that by Avelus we do have Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, but not by the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. So our Salvation explained that Mitzvah Yom Kikulo is only when you have what's called a Malos, meaning Mitzvah Yom Kikulo is when never applies to a calendar day, meaning if that date is a day of Yom Tov, or it's a day of Shabbos, or it's a day of Tisha B'Av, you would never say Mixiyom Kulo. It's only when a person's personal experience is superimposed on the calendar, but it's nothing fundamental about the calendar day. So when a person is sitting Shiva, so that person's personal experience is being superimposed on the calendar, that's when you're going to say Din of Mixiyom Kulo. That's where it's Shayach to talk about Mixiyom Kulo. There is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, there's a Stira in the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Simshin Sadihei Paskins that you don't say Mixiyom Kukulo on the Laila. It needs the Yom, right? No one gets up from Shiva at night. Everyone waits till the next morning, then they get up from Shiva. And by Shmur Rechoka, where Shmur Rechoka is only knowing one day, that works Afila B'Laila. If a person finds out about a relative that died over a month ago at night, so that they could do their Mixiyom even at night. So why should that be the case? Meaning if you say Mixiyom Kukulo only during the day, why is it that by Shmur Rechoka, by nighttime, so Bepashtus, you would want to say, Rav Shachter points out, that maybe there is no din of Mixiyom Kukulo really by Shmur Rechoka. It's just that Shmur Rechoka doesn't have a din that you need a day of Avelus. Shmur Rechoka has a din of an hour of Avelus, so whenever that hour is. Problem is, it's really against our Gemara, because the Gemara says Shema Mina Tlas. You see three things over here. Shema Mina, we said that Shmur Rechoka is in Noegela Yom Echad. And Shema Mina, another halacha is Mixiyom Kulo. You're Yotzi that Yom Echad is Mixiyom Kulo. If really the whole din was that you only need an hour of Avelus, then it would be one Chiddush, it would not be two, and that Chiddush would be that you only need 1 hour of Avelus. So you see pretty clearly in the Gemara that Teretz is not going to work. Okay, a lot more about Mixiyom Kulo, but not for now. So says Gemara Vayter, Hu Damar Donidini. There used to be a guy that would go around, and he would always want to run to Beis Din to adjudicate every dispute. So Amri Shema Mina Midan Kaasi. They said about this fellow, he must come from Shevet Dan. Because that's the nature of Dan, is to always be inclined to go to Beis Din. How dava cause of Amar Akef Yom Asisni Birasa. There used to be a guy who used to always talk about when I retire, I'm going to build my retirement home by the beach. I'm going to build by the shore. Batku Vashku de Mizvulin Kasi, and they found that he came from Shevet Zvulin. Dichsiv Zvulin Lachov Yamim Yishkon. That after they researched, they discovered that he came from Zvulin, and that made sense because Zvulin is Lachov Yamim Yishkon. Zvulin is inclined to always go by the seashore. So the Ben Yoyada asks a question. If you pay careful attention to these stories, so why is it a fellow that's from Shevet Zvulin, it's only after they were Bodek they said he comes from Shevet Zvulin, whereas the guy from Shevet Dan, right away they said that the fellow comes from Shevet Dan. So right, we said that he used to say Donodini, so right away they said Midan Kasi. They never went and were Bodek his Yichus. Immediately they knew that he must come from Dan. So the Ben Yoyada has a couple of terutzim. One of his terutzim, he says that the first ma'aser they were able to tell right away that he's from Shevet Dan because it's in the second ma'aser the guy was always talking about living by the beach. lot of people talk about living, it's very pleasant to live by the beach. Nobody likes to go to Beis Din. Meaning, even if you're totally in the right and you did nothing wrong, and there's a, no one wants to, I've gotten hazmanos to Beis Din. There's a Balabas and Lawrence that decided to take all the Rabbanim in the neighborhood to Beis Din. So it's not pleasant when you get a hazmana to a Beis Din. No one's interested in getting a hazmana to a Beis Din. So it's so unusual that this guy's knocking on Beis Din's door all the time, and he's always interested in going to a Beis Din. What a strange thing for a person to have. That's not something that's at all pleasant for people, and that's how they knew that you didn't even have to do any research. They knew it right away. V'ashad d'kaimelin, says the Gemara Vayter now, v'ashad d'kaimelin d'l'kuli alma, or urtuhu, so now that we know that everyone holds that or means night, so michti bein l'rabi yudah, bein l'rameir, chametzeinu asa l'mishay shos l'mayla. Well, wait a second. We're doing b'dikas chametz at night, yet everybody agrees that chametz only actually becomes aser midway through the day on Erev Pesach. So, simple question. V'nivdok b'shis, why don't we do the bedika during the sixth hour of the day? Meaning, if it's only going to become aser then, wouldn't it make sense to search and destroy the chametz then? Why are we searching for it already the night before? V'chitema, you're going to tell me, zrizim makdim l'mitzvos, because there's this Indian of zrizim makdim l'mitzvos, and that's why you want to do it so early, you want to do it the night before? Well, to fulfill the Indian of zrizim makdim l'mitzvos, you don't need to do the night before. Nivdok mitzafra, you could do it early in the morning on Erev Pesach, t'chsiv. That on the eighth day you do a bris milah. V'tanya, kola yom kulo kasher l'milah. Really, the whole day is kasher to do a bris milah. Why is every bris always by shachris? Ela shezrizim akdim l'mitzvos. But we do a bris in the morning because it's shezrizim akdim l'mitzvos. Shneamar v'yashkem avram baboker, because the pasuk says v'yashkem avram baboker to dafka tell me this inyan of shezrizim akdim l'mitzvos. So don't tell me the reason we do b'dika the night before is because it's shezrizim akdim. If that were the reason, then we would do it the morning of. We wouldn't do it the night before. So answer Gemara, no, two reasons why we do it the night before. Number one, the night before is when people are around their houses. So you want to have a mitzvah, bedikas chametz, when people are most likely to do it, when people are home. So people are home from work the night before, good, let them do bedika then. And number two, va'araner, yafal bedika. The way to do the most effective bedika is if a person is focused on small areas at a time. If you had the ar hayom and a person was just looking at his whole house because it was broad daylight, it would be very hard to focus on small areas at a time. So you wouldn't do an effective bedika. To do an effective bedika, you want to use a candle that shines the light on a particular area, and that is best at night. That's only going to work at night. Amar Abayi Hilka Chaitzur Merabanan Lo Liftach Bidnei Borita Detleisa Dinagi Abesar Dilma Mashkele Shmaiti Vasilim Nui Mimitzvah. And therefore, says Abayi, Tamachachim should be careful that he shouldn't start a learning seder around the time of B'dikas Chametz, because it's likely that he's going to become distracted by the learning and he'll end up skipping out on B'dikas Chametz. We had the discussion the other day, what if he's learning Inyane B'dikas Chametz? Do we assume that just like you're allowed to learn Bama Madlikin by the Or HaNer, and when that goes there, Shema Yata, that you might tilt the candle if you're learning Bama Madlikin on Shabbos because you're learning about those Inyanim? Do we say the same thing about B'dikas Chametz, that you can learn the halachas of B'dikas Chametz? Or do we say no, that any delay in B'dikas Chametz is wrong, because the Ravid writes in the Kasuv Sham that when we say that Bognas Chametz La'or HaNer, that Orla Arba'asar were Bodik L'Chametz, Or means the earliest part of the night. So you don't really want to delay the B'dikas Chametz at all. It's not just a chashash that you might forget to do the B'dikas Chametz entirely. Now, Rashi writes, when the Gemara says, what Isser happens Mishay Shal Salamayla? So Rashi writes that from Shay Shal Salamayla, Chametz is Asr Bibal Yira'a and ba'achila. Ooh, ba'achila, I know, but ba'al yira'a l'chor is a chiddush, that the isra of owning chametz already applies mishei shos alamayla. We do find there's an isra of tashbisu that's chal on chatzos and erev Pesach. We're going to see that pretty soon. That's at the end of daf dalet and beis, going into daf hey amad aleph, that tashbisu, that you have to destroy chametz mishei shos alamayla. But where do we find in the Gemara that there's an isra of ba'al yira'a already from shei shos alamayla? The Rambam sounds that way as well. In the third paragraph of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, he writes, "Im lo bitel kodem sheish u'mishesh osun lemaila matzah chametz shaya daito alav v'hayu belibo v'shachol b'shas abir v'lo biro hareza avra lo yirav v'lo yimatzei shay lo bir v'lo bitel." He talks about erev Pesach Chatzos and he says that it's a violation by yirav by yimatzei. And the Ravid says, "What are you talking about? By yirav is only during Pesach itself. By yirav is not erev Pesach. There's no Gemara that says a bal yirav is erev Pesach." So the Magen Mishnah explains in the Rambam, "She'im lo biro, even though you were mevatel it mishesho sulamayla, you're over a love once Pesach comes b'bal yirav." That the Rambam never meant to say that you already violated erev Pesach. He's saying that you can't do bittel anymore after she'sho sulam erev Pesach. So if it's already too late to do bittel, and you also didn't do biur, then when Pesach arrives, you're going to be in violation of Bal Yirah. But not that it's Bal Yirah already on Erev Pesach. So that may just be Shitas Rashi, and not necessarily Shitas HaRambam as well. Another issue that comes up over here, we said, Vayashki Rav Rabbapokir tells me the inyan of Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvos, that you do mitzvos as early in the day as possible. Rav Shachter discusses in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, the inyan of Zrizin Makdim. Even the mitzvos. So he points out that you do find that the Mishnah Maseches Megillah and Daf Chaf tells us that l'chadchila you shouldn't do the bris milah nor say halal before netzachama. But b'diavad mishalom rashachar you're already yotzei. But really it should only be after netzachama. And Rashi explains that it's a gezeirah derabanan that we're afraid that you might do the milah even before amudashachar. So we build in a safety that you shouldn't do it before netzachama, because if we tell you could do it so early by amudashachar, you might come to do it before Amud HaShachar, and then it will be Belaila, and you're not allowed to do Mila Belaila. So in the Stechemet, he quotes from the Haderes, that the Hagon Haderes Av Beis Din Demir, that Bizmanenu, that most people have clocks, and shuls have clocks, so it's mutter even L'Chadchila to do the Mila, and to say Hallel before Nates. And the Stechemet himself disagrees. He says, no, this Gezerah was a Davar Sheb'Minyan, Tzarech Minyan Achel HaHatiro. You can't just undo the Gezerah and say, okay, now we're allowed to do it earlier because there's no chashash. No one's looking at the sky anymore where you might make a mistake on a cloudy day or something. No, everyone knows exactly because you're able to look at a clock. We have atomic clocks. We have two atomic clocks within 6 feet of each other. You know, it's not so, although they're off, but it's not so likely that you're going to make a mistake. But l'chor, the Stechemet sign is a good taina that dav sheminyan, you need a minyan achel hatiro. So Rav Shachter explains that really it's always a mitzvah min hamuvchar to do the milah before Netzachama. Really on a Doraisa level, Yashkim Avram Boker tells me that whatever is called Boker Min HaTorah right away is really the Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. On a Doraisa level, that's really what you're supposed to do. Zriz Makdim LeMitzvos. It's just that the Cheshash, that you might do it too early, the Chum had to make a Gzeira really Akira Stover Min HaTorah. Meaning the Chum are telling you to wait till after Netzachama. It's really not right Min HaTorah. So when the Chum are being Oker Dover Min HaTorah with one of their Gzeiros, you don't need, it's not a Dover Sheminyan that's Arach Min. Meaning, if the Chacham were just making Gzeirah Derabanan, that's not against anything in the Torah, then we'd have such a rule that Tzarech Minyan Acher La'atiro, that you would need to you need a Minyan Acher, a Beis Din Acher, it's called a B'chacham a Minyan, in order to undo the previous Beis Din. But when they're doing something that's Ba'akiras Dover Min HaTorah, because they're Choshesh, that there's going to be a mistake, well then, as soon as that mistake is not a reasonable Chashash anymore, then you're right away allowed to be Oker Dover Min HaTorah. That's what Shachter writes in Sefer Eretz HaTzvi. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. By my name, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Hamasker by Yitzchok Rabbas or Almi Livdok. If someone rents a house from somebody else on Erev Pesach, who's responsible for Bedika? Ala Masker Livdok de Chamira Didehu. O Dilmala Soch Livdok de Yisur Bershu Sekai. Should we say that it's the Masker's responsibility because it's his Chameitz that's there, or do we say that no, it's the Socher's responsibility because he's the one that that's most likely going to be the one that eats the chametz, meaning he's going to be the one living in the house, and it's going to be his issue as far as eating the chametz is concerned. Before we get to any answers the Gemara gives, what's the Gemara asking over there? Just think about it. You're renting a house. I want to know who's chayav for bedika. Is it the one who owns the chametz that's chayav for bedika, or the one who is most likely to eat the chametz that's chayav for bedika? The Achronim jump up and down and say, "Wait a second! Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the very first conversation in Rishonim on this Masechta, Arul Arbasar, Botkinas the chametz. Why do I do bedika?" Chametz. Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says you do bedikas chametz so that you don't come to violate the Isra of owning chametz. So bedikas all about ownership. Tosus comes along and says, nah, midaraisa bitul bi'al masagi. Why do I do bidikas chametz so that I don't come to potentially eat the chametz? I'm going to come across the chametz. I'm going to have access to the chametz on Pesach. I'll come to eat the chametz. How could this be a shaila in the Gemara? Meaning, or how could Rashi and Tosfos debate this point? Whatever the answer to this shaila, that's going to be the answer, right? Meaning, is it about owning or is it about eating? How could this have been missed by Rashi and Tosfos that this beferish the Gemara's shaila? So that's a kasha that all of the Achronim raised, the Pnei Yeshua and the Chasam Sofer and the Sfas Emes and the Rashash and Rav Elchanan. They all raised this question. So the Pnei Yeshua suggests that even if the reason for Bedikah is Midraban because of Chashash Shami Yavalachlo, it could be that it's still the Maskir's responsibility because he's Chayiv in Bittel Minat Torah, and it could be that the Chamor Mesakein, that the guy who does Bittel is one that has to do Bedikah. Meaning, since the Chamor Mesakein that Bittel, that even though on a Darais level Bittel Bial Mesagi, the Chamor Mesakein that Bittel alone is not enough, who were they Mesakein that on? It could be that they were Mesakein it on the person that does. That does the bittel, meaning it could be that that's the nature of the din d'rabbanan, even though it's not the tam of the din d'rabbanan. Meaning the motivation of the din d'rabbanan might be shema yavo liachlo, but when they instituted the din d'rabbanan, it may be that they instituted it on the person who does the bittel. In Chidushei Arim, he says that the two tzadim of the suffix are not at all dependent on Rashi and Tosfos. Even Rashi's moda that you have to be bodli chametz that you don't come to eat the chametz. It's just that aside from that, there's also a Bal Yira'a concern. And according to Tosfos, the Bedikah is because of Chashash Shamei Yavalachlo, it's still possible that even Chashash Shamei Yavalachlo is only on the Socher, but nevertheless, they were Mechayiv the Maskir to do the Bedikah because it is Chametz, it's his Chametz, and he's the Bal Atakala. Meaning, you have someone digs a barber or Shasaram. Granted, I'm not going to be the one that falls in it because I'm fully aware of it, but I'm being Machshel somebody else, so it's my responsibility to get rid of it. So it could be that it's the Maskir's responsibility, even though it's going to be the Socher's problem, Tosfos would say, because he's going to be the one that eats it, but it could be the Maskir's responsibility to take care of that problem, because after all, the Maskir is the one that's causing the problem. So Tashma, let's bring a raya to try to answer this question. Now that we know it's not totally dependent on Rashi and Tosfos. So Tashma, Hamaskir ba'yis lechaveru ala socher lasu sol mezuzah. When you rent a house, the socher is the one that's responsible for mezuzah. So would you say the same thing by chametz, by bedikas chametz? So it says no. Hasam amar mesharshia mezuzah chovas hadorhi. Over there, it's a special din by mezuzah that it's clearly the chiyuv on he who resides in the house. And if there is no resident to the house doesn't need a mezuzah. If I own another house that I'm never in and nobody ever lives in, it doesn't need a mezuzah. You only need a mezuzah when someone lives there. So therefore, it makes sense that the socher would be responsible for the mezuzah. But hachamai. But what about chametz? Some of the Nachum Bayitzak Tanina Hamaskir Bayitzak Chaveru Im Ad Shalom Asalom Avtechus Chal Arba Asar Ala Maskir Livdok V'Yim Yishom Asalom Avtechus Chal Arba Asar Ala Socher Livdok. Question was, who had access to the house at the Zman Bedikas Chametz? Whoever had the keys at the Zman Bedikas Chametz, that's the person that's going to have to do the bedikas chametz. That's the person that's going to be responsible. So that's issue number one relating to rentals and bedikas chametz. Issue number two. If I rent a house on Erev Pesach, can I assume that it's that the bedikas chametz has been done, or do I have to assume it hasn't, and I have to go and do bedikas chametz myself? So it says, well, lemay nafkamina. What kind of question can I assume? Never assume anything. Shaila, ask the guy. Just ask if Bedikas Chametz was done. Much better to know. So delay selai delushulei. No one's. I'm trying to call and it's. He's not answering. I'm leaving messages. So la truche lahai might. I want to know. Do I have to matriarch myself to do Bedikas Chametz? So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak tenisuha hakol neman al biur chametz afilu nashma afilu avadim afilu ketanim. That everyone is neman about Bedikas Chametz, even nashma avadim ketanim. So my time and mehemli. Why is it that they're neman about Bedikas Chametz? Lav mishum decheskaso. Baduk, isn't it because we have a chazaka that it's baduk anyway? So the kasavra kol chaverim heimetzal bedikas chametz, because we assume that everyone is trusted about bedikas chametz, even an amaretz. And something that everyone is muchzak to do, we can assume that it's already been done. The tanya chaver shemetz, because we have a brisa that tells us if, let's say, a trustworthy person dies, v'niach magura mleya peros. Ha ha. and we find a whole bunch of produce that he left behind. Afilu hein b'nei yoman, even if that produce was just picked from the fields that day, harein b'cheskas mesukanim. We can assume trumas and maasos were taken. The chaver doesn't waste any time. If he harvested his crop that day, he took trumas and maasos that day, and you can assume that the produce is not tevel. So umi mai dilma shayni hacha mishum deka amrihani. Says Gemara, how do you know cheskas abadim? Maybe when we say that nashim avadim ketanim are believed, it's not because there's a chazaka that it's already been done. Maybe it's because they're saying that it's been done, and we're trusting them. But you can't just assume in the absence of anyone giving any guarantee that it was automatically done. So says Gemara, no, it can't be that we're trusting what they're saying, because atu amira dahani midi mashal shesbe. Do we think what they're saying means anything to us? They don't have ne'amanos, so why would I trust what they're saying? It must be that it's not about the fact that they're telling us that it was baduk. It's about the fact that I'm anyway allowed to assume that it was baduk, because everyone is a chaver, it's a bedikas chametz, and no one would leave a house without doing bedika. Says the Gemara, you sure? Elamai, the cheskas baduk. So you're saying that we're relying on the chazaka and the fact that the nashim avadim and ketanim are telling us that it was baduk is totally irrelevant? Hai hakol ne'amanim. Why then would it say Hakol Ne'emanim, that everyone is trusted about Bedikas Chametz, even Nashim Avadim Ketanim, if it's really not about what they're saying at all? It's really just about an assumption that whoever owns the house probably did Bedikas Chametz. There's a better way to phrase it. It should have said all batim are becheskas bedukin, having nothing to do with the nashim avadim and ketanim. So elamai. So what's the other possibility? Mishum amira dahani. That why are we trusting it? Because we're trusting what they're telling us. Halo amrihani lo. But that would imply, therefore, that without the nashim avadim and ketanim telling us that it's baduk, you have to assume it's not baduk. So tivshum nabidein cheskas baduk. So now we have a raya the other way. We thought the fact that you're allowed to believe nashim avadim ketanim is a raya that cheskas baduk. Because why else would I believe people who are not believable? No, now we're saying that the fact that I need to believe them and that I can't just assume it on my own, that I need to hear them say it is baduk, that tells me that normally I assume ein cheskas baduk. So says Marlo, li'olam ein la cheskas baduk. Really, it is cheskas baduk. You could assume that it is baduk. V'ach ma'eskinan de'muchzak lon de'lo baduk. Over here, the case is that we know we have a chazaka that it has not been searched. V'ka'amri hani badikne. They're not saying that it was searched. They're saying they did the searching. Meaning, I know the Balabais definitely didn't. I saw he left town a few days ago. He never did any bedikas chametz. On his way out, he was saying, I didn't do bedikas chametz. But now, the Nashim Avadim Ketanim are telling us they did the bedikas chametz. So, ma'al detema lolim nu rabbanon. So, I might have thought that we do not trust them. Kamashman, kiven the bedikas since the entire concept of Bedikas Chametz is only Din Derabanan, the Rabbanan believe them about Dinim Derabanan. So it sounds like that Nashim Avadim Ketanim are Ne'eman relating to all Dinim Derabanan. I Erech Nem Bisurin, aren't Nashim Ne'eman about all Dinim Da'araisa as well? So that's what Tosfos writes, that when it comes to something that involves Tircha, it's only because it's a Derabanan that Himnu Rabbanan Bidrabanan, but something that doesn't involve tircha, they would be believed in anyway. The Rush quotes Yerushalmi that has a machlokas that some say that we shouldn't be goris in the brayso of nashim because nashim are atzlonios and they don't do the bedika properly, so nashim cannot be trusted about bedikas chametz. In Shulchan Aruch it just says that a bayis that's huchzak that the masker was not bodek, and an isha or an eved or a katan say that they did the bedika, we do believe them that they did the bedika. Against that, Yerushalmi, meaning like the Pasha Pshat in our sugya. The later post can point out, or Hashulchan already writes, Bismanenu, to say that Nashim Atzlaniel said Nashim don't do as good a job of Bedika, or Hashulchan says all the women in my community, they're scrubbing the walls before Pesach. They do a much crazier Bedika, they're much more Makbir Vachametz than any of the men are. So that's a matter of Chazaka, and that could change based on the Matzav. So that's how a number of the Achronim suggest that maybe. Maybe when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, women are more trustworthy than men when it comes to Bedikas Chametz. It could change back also, meaning enough rabbis give shiurim about how you don't have to go crazy about Bedikas Chametz, and women say, okay, so you don't have to go so crazy, and then then it could go back to becoming that chazaka that are atzlonios, eitzel Bedikas Chametz, like Yerushalmi says. Yibayilu, third issue relating to rentals. Hamaskar b'yisachveir b'chaskas baduk matzu she'enu baduk mahu. What if the lease agreement was that it was supposed to be baduk, and it's not? Can I back out? Me Avi Kemekach Tolos. So, lo, can I say the whole thing was a Mekach Tolos? I wasn't interested in doing the Bedika. So, Tashma, Dam Rabbi Lomi Bayer Ba'asu Deloy Avi Yagru Batki Denichale Lena Shukim Mitzvah Begufei. Not only in a case where, in a place where the minig is that people do Bedika themselves and they don't hire others, they don't hire cleaning services to do Bedika. I just got a Shiloh last night. Someone told me that he was very sick with Corona right before Pesach, so they hired a cleaning service. They didn't even talk about price. They just hired a cleaning service to come and do the bedika, clean out the whole house from chametz, from cleaning service. They were there for like 5 hours, a team of people, to clean the whole place. They disinfected, whatever. And then no bill, didn't get a bill. This week, got a bill for $5,000 for 5 hours. Okay, that's a little crazy. So, in a place where people typically do the bedika themselves, so nichle linushkim mitzvah begufei, people are happy to do the mitzvah themselves. So I can't say it's a mekach tolos because I don't want to do the bedika. Yes, you do want to do the bedika. You're just trying to get out of it for some other reason because everyone wants to do mitzvahs. Even if you live in a place where people do pay money for bedika, even then I'm happy to do that. People are very happy to be mekayim mitzvahs with their mamon. That's limited, meaning within reason, people are happy to be mekayim mitzvahs with their mamon. But you can't necessarily take someone's items and destroy them in the process of doing a mitzvah. That's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. They're not allowed to borrow a sefer without permission because svarim easily rip and you can destroy the person's property. Ah, but I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm learning Torah. He wants to do a mitzvah. No, not at great personal expense. The Shulchan Aruch says you can borrow someone's talis and tefillin without permission because nichle elin shav mitzvah mona. It's not going to get ruined. It could be the poskim discuss that the chazaka is flipped. That nowadays people are much more sensitive about someone else's sweat on their tefillin or whatever. They're not going to wrap it properly. They're not going to put it back and put the shel rosh on the other side, and it's going to cause me problems the next morning. But with svarim, they don't rip as easily nowadays, and people are much more generous about lending out their svarim. So it also depends on the chazaka shebechol davar dar. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Tanan Hassam tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.